5 years from now, whenever it is, but he has intentions to come back to him. Kimochemis, Yeshua was something like when the Goyim went out to fight Yeshua. They had intentions of coming back home to the city. See, even though the Goyim left their cities to fight Yeshua, we do not say when they left their cities, they meant to be Mavato, the Avodah Zarah they have back home, because they had intentions of, after killing out Yeshua, to come back to their city. See, even though Lamaisa, they were killed out by Yeshua, they never returned home, but it's not called the Bittul though. Because when they left their cities to fight Yeshua, they had not to come back home. That's why it says Lashon like this. At any time, Imasidim Lasser, if the Goyim have intentions, just intentions, of coming back, like Mechemes Yeshua, ain't a Bittelah. It's not called Bittul. But if they have no intentions at all, then that's called a Bittul. Tomorrow says, Tzrich, I need all these cases it says here. Titani love of Buddha just said the case where he borrowed the money and he gave this from Ashkin. Mida lay zavna, since he didn't sell it, lay bitla, that's not called a bitum. Like a mashkin still belongs to you. You plan to get it back. I'm only like lending it out for a while. So that I understand is not called a bitum. That's okay. Avo nofla lema perlis. But a case where a pile of stones caved down on top of the Avodah Zarah, mida lay komafnilo. Since the guy does not go to clean it out, he should right away pick it up, take away the stones. Then he doesn't, he leaves it there. Maybe that's a proof that it really means to be mevatlit. He doesn't plan to use it anymore. Because if he plans to use it for his avodah zarah, how could he leave it under the pile of stones? Tzricha, he should know still. He takes it easy and he thinks, listen, when I have vacation, I'll take care of him. Now I'm working too much, I can't take care of him now. But there's no bittul. As long as it's still there, it wasn't broken yet, he still means to worship it. Now, the Tana Nofla left, we only have the case of Nofla Mapolis, where the pile of stones fall on top of him, Mishum de Sovar. The guy thinks like this, listen, Hormonchis, the Avodah Zarah is laying there, he's okay, he's protected very nicely. Kolem is Zibinun Law, Shakin Law, whenever I need him, I'll go to him. Right now, he is resting, he's protected, a good protection he has. A pile of stones, ton of stones over him, nothing wrong, so therefore there's no bitum. Listen, but the case will last that he had a robbery and the robbers took away his big Avodah Zarah. Me the loiko mahadra basre. Since we do not see him calling the police today and getting all the detectives and looking around trying to find the ganiv, so since he's just sitting back quietly, maybe betule botlo, for sure it looks like this guy is giving up on his Avodah Zarah. I get it, like if a guy can't take care, he had to be stolen, the time is no good. So he means to give up hope for this Avodah Zarah, tzricha. That's the Chiddush, no. Still the same Svarah. He feels right now I don't need him. When I need him, I'll look after him. Or maybe he thinks that they'll not touch the Ganav. Maybe the Ganav will do tshuva. Maybe his Avodah Zarah himself will come back to him. So Kitzur is no bittul. Now, the Tana Gunvul listen. Would have just said this case of Gunvul listen. Mishum the Sovar, because the guy thinks like this. Listen. Or better, this Mor says. If a guy is the one that stole it, if the guy was a Ganav, then I'll tell you, Miflach Poloch Law, the original owner thinks, listen, what's so bad? A guy stole it, so he'll worship it now. So he'll worship my Avodah Zarah. He's not going to be Vatlit. E Yisrael Shakli, what could have been that maybe it was a Jewish robber? The Jew stole my Avodah Zarah? I did the Meyikorim. Listen, the guy steals, what is he stealing for? For money. He wants the value of it. So Jew thinks like this, listen, this is worth a lot of money to the Goyim. This is their Avodah Zarah. So what would the Jew do to it? With it, Masvin Law Levin, Mistama, he'll still sell it back to another guy, Opalach Law, and the second guy will worship it. So the kids of the first guy does not give up hope, even though it was stolen in Manashah. If it was a Ganef guy, he'll use it. If it was a Ganef Yisrael, he'll sell it back to another guy. So it'll still be in use. I'm not going to use it, so what? Somebody else will use it. So still in use, there's no bittul of the Avodah Zarah. Where the owners leave it alone and they go away over the ocean, meet the Lord Shakla Badayu, since the Goyim did not take it with them. They need good luck. They're going over the ocean now. So how come the Goyim did not take the Avodah Zarah with them? Since they didn't take it, even if it's small we're talking about, then Bitul Bot, I would have thought to say that that's called a Bitul. He left it home. He means to give up from it. Tzrichot, that's the Chiddush, no. That still, he feels he plans to come back someday, and when he comes back, he wants to have it nice and fresh there, so he's leaving it home. So therefore, says the Braisa, that if the guy at all has hopes of someday coming back to use it, then there's no bittul here. But if he plans to leave, he's making an aliyah, he's planned to leave for good and never planned to come back, and he just leaves the avoid is over there, that's a proof then that it really means to bittul. That's called a good action, that's a bittul. But tells the man he has intentions of someday coming back, and even though we'll soon see he never makes it back, still that's not called a bittul. He has intentions of coming back, he someday want to use it, there's no bittul yet.
What's
another? What? Let's see. More question. Midi Mechemes Yeshua Me'edav Hoda. Is it true what he's saying? When the Goyim went to fight Yeshua, when they left their cities to fight Yeshua, they never returned because Yeshua wiped them out. Yeshua killed them out. So what do you mean to say if the Goy wants to return like the Mechemes? So if come, this is what the Brayse meant to say. In Asidim Lachzer, if the Goyim have any intentions of coming back, but when they leave their city now, they're not leaving it for good. They're leaving it now with the intentions of someday to come back. It is Harayu Kimechemes Yeshua. It has a lot like Mechemes Yeshua, V'yein Lepetel, and there's no din bittul. Now, as long as the guy leaves and has intentions of coming back, he does not need to be mevatel the avodah zarah. Even though he never makes it back, he gets killed on the road, still there's no bittul to that avodah zarah. If so, the Gemara says, V'lomuli l'mislayu v'mechemes Yeshua. Like, since by Yeshua they never came back, so what do you have to say this case for? What do you have to say like the Mechom of Yeshua? Say better, say stam. If the Goyim leave and have intentions of coming back, it's not a bittul. What do you have to pick the Mechemes Yeshua where they never came back anyway? Samar says, Milsa Agav Rucha Kamashlo. By the way, it wants to teach you something. That Kiho Diyomer of Yudah Marav. He wants to teach us this Kiddush. That Rav Yehuda Marav says that Yisroel shezokaf leveno lishtachves lo. Let's say a Jew that owned a brick, he owned a leveno, and now the Jew puts it up, erects it, puts it straight up, and he has dasta lishtachves lo. And we're going now that the avodah zarah shall Yisroel does not become osabano until you worship it. See, a brick. So far the Jew just took this brick and put it straight up. And he had asked to worship, but he didn't worship it yet. And now the guy comes. Bishtachav alo, and the guy bows down to this brick. The locker is asura, it becomes asabano. Even though usually a guy cannot make a Jew's object asam, because ain't other moisa dove shayna shaloi. But here, since we see that the Jew had intentions to worship it, that the Jew wants to do it. So now when the guy comes and worships, it's still like the guy is a shliach of the Jew. He's like a shliach, like the Jew is sending him, since the Jew himself also wants to worship it. Shafani shook him, he didn't get around to do it yet. So now when the guy does it, he's happy with it, and therefore becomes asura. That's the chiddush. Now the question is, minolam, how do we know this yisoid, the yosu, how do we know that if a guy worships a Jewish object, and the Jew is happy with it, it becomes asabano? Maybe still not, maybe still the Jew has to worship it. Maybe the guy can after the Jews. How do we know it becomes also? He says, Omer Rebbe Lozo, Ketchilas Shalat Yisrael. It's the same halacha at the beginning, the way the Jews first came into Eretz Yisrael. So what? The Omer Achmon of the Torah says that when Yeshua comes into Eretz Yisrael now, the prophet says, V'yasareyem Tisufun Beish. Yishno all the Avoy Gezorah is there, the Atzi Asherah. It's a mitzvah for the Jews to go and break it down and burn it. It's a mitzvah to destroy the Avoy Gezorah in Eretz Yisrael. Now the question is, Michti, let's see. Yerushi lahem miyavisayim. We know that Avram Avinu had a Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu l'chot nenu that Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews. So it belonged to Avram Avinu. So come to faith, before the Goyim even came in there, it belonged to Avram Avinu. So the question is, now that the Goyim came into Eretz Yisrael and they worshipped Avodah Zarah there, they worshipped the trees there, why do the trees become Masabano? The klal is, a guy cannot ask for something that doesn't belong to him. So when they came and found trees there, and they worship the tree now, how could they make the tree asabano? The tree belongs to the Jews, it belongs to Avraham Avinu. So how could a guy ask for the tree? So why does the Torah say, when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, he has to break down and burn all these trees? The tree should be mutabano. It didn't belong to who? Right? It belongs to Avraham Avinu. It's Yerushim Avraham Avinu. So it didn't belong to them. So why do all the trees become asabano? V'yim mishum hanechti mikoro ha-bebitula v'yalmestagilu. If it's because the ones that belong to the goyim made before Avraham Avinu, even before Avraham Avinu came, maybe there was some tree there, so that tree then belonged to a goy, so that's why it becomes asa bano. So again it's a kasha. So when you come into Eretz Yisrael, now what do you have to burn them down for? Just to mevatel them. Get a goy to be mevatel this tree, to cut off a branch, and the tree will be muta bano. If the tree belongs to the goyim, so a goy shavoy the zora, there's always an eighth of bittel. Just break off a branch. Why does the Torah say, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you have to burn down all the trees? So have it be that it's called an avoy the zora shay Yisrael. Like we're saying now, because most of the trees first came about after Avraham Avinu's time. And Avraham Avinu owned Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if it became an Avodah Zarah, it's Asa Bano Yerlam. That's why you have to burn it. But the question is, why does it become Asa? If the trees belong to Avraham Avinu, so now when the Goyim worship it, a Goy cannot ask for something that belongs to a Jew. So why do all the trees become Asa? El, it must be like this. Mida Kol Kol Yisrael Ego. The Shasta Klaiso did the Chetur Ego. Goli Adatayu. They showed us that their mind was the Nichalu B'Avonis Kichovim. That the Jews were happy with any type of an Avodah Zarah. And at that time, V'chi Asu Avi Kichovim. V'chi Oivd V'chi Asu Avi Kichovim. Shlichusa Titu Avdi. When the Goyim at that day, the day the Jews worshipped the Ego, any Goy that bowed down to any tree in Eretz Yisrael becomes also Bano. Because that day, it's like the Jew is giving Rishus. Whoever wants to worship, Avodah Zarah can worship it. So the Goy then worships the tree then becomes also Bano. That's like Rav Halacha, that if a Jew picks up this brick and shows us that he wants to worship it, and then a Goy comes and worships it, it becomes also Bano. Where's the proof? By the Ego. Because the reason why all the trees in Eretz Yisrael becomes Asa Bano Yerlam, that the Pasuk says you have to burn it, is only because when the Jews worship the Ego, they're like showing they don't care if anybody worships Avodah Zarah. So they'll be happy if any Goy worships their trees also. So when the Goyim worshiped the trees that day, it made the trees Asa Bano. Yisrael. Yisrael, Shezokas Levena. If a Jew picks up his brick, Almanas to worship it. So Goli died to the Nichalei. He shows us that he's happy with worshipping Avodah Zarah. So therefore, even though so far the brick is not Asa Bano, the Jew did not worship it yet. But the Chiyosu of the Chavim, when a guy comes along with Polachlo and worships, bows down to this brick, Shlichusa di Dei Kovit. It shows us that he's doing the shlichus of the Jew. So the Jew is happy with what he's doing. His avodah helps to make the Jewish brick Asa Bano. It's the same thing by the Chet Egel. The Jews owned all the trees in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu had a Yerusha owned Eretz Yisrael. Now if the Goyim Stam worship the trees, it doesn't become Asa Bano. But the Shasa Egel, that the Klaiyosol was happy with all types of, we'll soon see, with all types of an avodah zarah. So when the Goyim worship the tree then, they're like doing a shlichus for the Jew. Their worshipping helps for the Jew. It's considered like a Jew worship the tree. And if a Jew would worship the tree, it remains also
Le'olam. But not all Jews worshipped at that time.
Most of them did though. Shevet Levi didn't, but mostly all the other ones. Let's see. But first of all, yes, the Dilma B'Eglu D'Nichalahu. The Nidi Achrin Eloi. Maybe the Jews were only happy with this chet of the chet ego. This was the only ego they wanted. Maybe it wasn't a real Avodah Zarah. But maybe other Avodah Zarahs that Goyim should worship a tree, maybe that they were an ego. Someone says, no, Amakro, this Gemara Dashim's at least this Chazal holds here, that the Pasuk says, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, that the Jews said, this should be our God. Malamed comes to teach us, She'ivui Lelehos Harbeh, that they had a type of them to worship all different types of gods. Meaning any Avodah Zarah in the world, they wanted to worship then. So therefore, at that time when the Jews worshipped the Ego, they had Das, they had Nicho, with any Avodah Zarah. Therefore, any Avodah Zarah that a Goy worshipped at that time would become Asa Bano. So Morius Aimah makes like this. Called the Bahad the Ego, this is real, true. Any tree that was there, Bishas the Ego. So Bishas, the Jews were worshipping the Ego. They were happy with any Avodah Zarah. So then the Avodah Zarah becomes Asa Bano. But Mikan v'elech nishtori, but a tree that's first planted after the chet egel, a tree that's planted in Eretz Yisrael after the Chet Egel, now Kaiso did tshuva. Now they're not happy anymore with the Egel. So now they don't want the Avodah Zarah anymore. So now today, if a guy would worship a tree in Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't become Asabana. Because now the Jews are not nichah with the Avodah Zarah. So the trees belong to Klal Yisrael. It's Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. So now if a guy worships the tree, why should it become Asabana? So it's true, you're right. Man Muchach, who can tell us? Rosh is Mi Yodayad, Eiza Hoysa, V'Eiza Shor, V'Eiza Nev Lachakein. True, from the time of the Chet Egel until they came to Tetzor 40 years later, we don't know in those 40 years which trees were new trees and which trees were old trees. And it's not me. If you could tell me for sure a tree was a new tree, a young tree, 1 year old, true, that tree you would not have to burn. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, that tree they would not have to burn because that tree belonged to the Jews. And even though the Goyim worshipped it, that's the klal. That would be mutabana. The only thing that would be usur are the trees that were there around the Shasti Egel. So any stuff that we have, that's what the pasuk means. The Asherayim Tisuf Mabesh means the trees that were there, the Shasti Egel. Now the Mishnah says, Avoidus Kechavim Shenichu Oivdeho. Let's say you have an Avoidus Zorah, that all the worshippers just left it, went away. So if they went to Shas Shalom Moteris, if they left at peaceful times, that shows they mean to say goodbye to him, and because Mutabano. But the Shas Muhammad, let's say there's a Muhammad in town, that's why they run. So then Asura, it's the last of Bano. There's no proof that they mean to leave him, not to worship him. They're running for their lives. That's why they're running away. But there's no proof they mean to be Mavatul by the Zorah. The Misoya Shomalochin. The Misoya, that's like the base where they used to put an Avodah Zorah on top of it. So the Misoya, that's the base, Shomalochin, that was made for kings, Harielu Mataras. That this base, even though it's a Tashmish of an Avodah Zorah, still, it's mutabano. Why? Because they put an avodah zorah on top of this vase when the kings passed through the roads. So it doesn't make any sense. If anything, that's the reason why it should be us. We'll see in the Gemara. Omer of Yirmiyahu Rav. Omer Rav. Base Nimroid harei kavaros kechovim shenichu avdeh b'shasholim by the Dor HaFloga by Nimrod. That was the Melech Nimrod by the Dor HaFloga when they made the big tower to worship the avodah. It was called an avodah zorah. So when Hashem made them to spread out, so they left it, and because mutabano or muta, why? Alpha gav dechibad rinu rachmano kishas muhammad alivu. Though Hakadosh Baruch was the one that separated them, that threw them away. So it's like they were forced to leave. But he boiled them ahead or other. Afterwards, if they wanted to, they could have come back. And since they did not come back, that proves it's called a real bittul, and it's because mutabano midloy hoda betulid vot. It's called a real bittul. Now the Misoya Shomloch Harayel Mutarim, that these are bases that are made to hold an Avodah Zarah is Mutar. For the Gemara, why? Because the meaning was when the king went down the highway, he used to put up the statues on these bimasois, on these big platforms. So just because when the Melech passes by, they put it up Mutarim, it's Tashmish Avodah Zarah, it's Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. It should be Asur Bano. I'm a rabbi bar vachon, I'm a rabbi yechid, hachikama. Here's what the Mishnah say. If neishim amidim, loisam mishoshim lechem oivrim. They only use these platforms when the king passes by the road. Now, when malochim manichim derech zu, vochim derech acheres. Sometimes the king doesn't even use this. They fill up the whole Olympic with statues. The king decides to go down Wilshire. He leaves over Olympic altogether. So it comes out he never even uses the Avodah Zarah. That's why this platform is mutabano. The platform was only there to serve to put the Avodah Zarah on top of it so the king should see it. But sometimes the king does not even use it, therefore it remains mutabano. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, Nun Gimel Amid Beis. The bottom of the two dots, first two dots in the Gemara. Again, the Mishnah says, B'musoye shomolochim harei lemuris. If you find the base of the Messiah, something like a platform on the roads, that when the king passed by the road, the use of in a statue, and Avodah Zarah on top of it. So through the Kshirah, it's Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. It's the base, it's what's holding up the Avodah Zarah. It should be Asur Bano. So the question is, just because they put up the Avodah Zarah on top of these bases, when the king passes by, is that a reason it should be Mutah? The Mishnah says that's why it's Mutah. So it should be just the opposite. Since they use it when the king kisses boy, it should be also banu. So where it says, Om Rabba Baba Chonom, Om Rabbi Yechon Hochikoma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Mepnei Shemamidim Oison Tishor Shamalochim Oivrin. That means they only use these bases when the king passes by a road, then they put the Avodah Zarah up on top. So it's like this. Umalochim, the king himself, Manichim Derech Zu, Vaholchim Derech Acheres. The king himself sometimes leaves this road and goes down another road. So the kids, so when they put the Avodah Zarah on top of the base, it's not really meant to be used. A lot of times he won't even use it. That's called the bimus shel arai, that he does not really mean to use, and therefore that's the chiddush of smut banu. Now, kiyosi ulin, one give me one base. Kiyosi ula when ula kein yosef abimso pegimo. Ula sat on top of his base that had a pegam. There was a crack on it. So regular bimus is also banu. A regular bimus, that's the base, the platform that they put an avodah zarah on top of it. So it's Pashmishi Avodah Zarah, it itself should be Yosef Bano. He sat on one when it had a pegam. It was a little cracked, he yelled, you mut this mut to sit on it. Oh, my leg, Rav Yudel Yula, so Rav Yudel said back to Ula, I vor Rav and Shmuel. I have an halacha from Rav and Shmuel, the Yarmatavai, they both say, both Rav and Shmuel says that Bimus Shenifkam, so we have this base, this platform that they put an Avodah Zarah on top of it. Even though Shenifkam, it has a crack in it, also, still it's also Bano. Notice they're still going to use it. It's Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Those of them on the Goyim will use it. They'll put the Avodah Zarah on top of it. It's also Bano. So Mashmi, even though it has a pegam, a little crack, they'll still use it. So how come you Ula, how come you're sitting on it? Or Malay, Rabbi Yehuda Ula, so Rabbi Yehuda said back to Ula. No, yes, well, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said to Ula. So, and he explained himself. The afilu l'man diyama, ein oivdim l'shvorim, even if you hold the goyim, do not worship something that's broken. Hani mili avodas kechavim. That's only the avodah zarah itself. The zila beinusa, l'miflach l'shvorim. That it's too degrading for the goyim to worship a broken piece. If the thing itself broke, then they do not worship it. Avol hai, but over here, lo yichvas lei. This is only the bimus, it's only the platform that they're going to put the avodah zarah on top. So even though it's a little bit cracked, it doesn't bother them. They'll still use it. It's still considered tashmish avodah zarah. So Rav and Shmuel says it's also bano. So it's a kasha nula. How could you sit on this bimus? So he answered back, Ula said, Ula's the back of Yehuda. Omalei, true. Man yoyiv lo an meyafu, the Rav and Shmuel. Who will give me the dirt from Rav and Shmuel, umalina enayin? I'll fill up my eyes with it. So they were nifter ready. Meaning to say, you're right, they're great Talmidei Chachamim. They say good things. But over here, in this halacha, I don't hold like him. But here, Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish. In this halacha, both Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish both said, the Yarmut Tavar, they both said like this. Bimut Shenifkan, if you have this platform that's cracked, it has a pegam in it, Mutter, it's Mutter Bano. They do not use it anymore. Why not? The Afilu Laman Diyamar. Even if you tell me that the Goyim worship the broken pieces of their Avodah Zarah, if the Avodah Zarah itself breaks by itself, they worship the pieces. And immediately, when do we say this? Avodah Zarah, to the Avodah Zarah itself, the Chivon, the Polcha, since they worshipped it already, they started to worship the statue, so Zimla Beimil Salatule, it bothers them to be Mavatlit, like it's their Avodah Zarah already. So even though it breaks, this man, the Amos, they'll still worship the pieces, because it came from the original Avodah Zarah. Ah, well, honey, but over here, what are these things? They're simple platforms that they just want to use to serve their Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the story is, Shakti Lahai, O Maisi Bimas Akrino. If there's any crack in the Bimas, it's nothing. Get rid of it, we'll get a new Bimas. If the Avodah Zarah itself breaks, that's the hush of the thing. We're not going to leave him, we'll still worship him. But just on the platform, any crack it has, sheet to the guy and just throw it away and make a new one. Therefore, all the hell, you're allowed to sit on this bimus that was cracked. It's Tashmishi Avodah Zarah that the guy and themselves were mevatlit, therefore it's Mutter Bano. Nothing more says, Tanya Kavosad Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. I'll bring you a proof to Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. It says, Bimus Shenifka Mutter. If you have this platform that has a crack, it becomes mutter by no. But mizbeach shenifkam, if you have the mizbeach itself that the goyim use, that they makriv their korbonus for their avoid zero, the mizbeach itself shenifkam, even though it has a crack, that's still also. Mashmidus they don't throw away. The mizbeach itself is a little bit more chashuv to them. Since on the mizbeach itself, they bring the korbonus for their avoid zero, it's more chashuv, they don't throw it away with little crack. Ad Shinote Rubai is told most of the Mizbech is cracked to pieces. But if you only have a small crack, they'll still use the Mizbech. Now, Hechidami Gimus, Hechidami Mizbech, how can I tell the difference? What's called just a simple platform and what's called the Mizbech? Because they're both made from stones. So how would a Jew know the difference? Well, it's like this. Amr Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Amr Rabbi Yechanon, Bimus is Eben Achas. A Bimus, the platform with one big stone. You used to have one big stone there, and on top of the stone they would put their avoid the zara. So true, kolsamad it sholein, it's also bano. It's a tashmishay avoid the zara. They use this to hold up the avoid the zara. But if it's cracked, you know for sure they're not going to use it anymore. It's mutter bano. But mizbeach, that's a bottom harbing. You see a place there with a few stones, a lot of stones put together. That's the mizbeach. On that, they're makriv their kabbonis for now for the zara, and there is also until most of it is cracked.